أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون من خطابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا السماوات والأرض رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح يوم يقوم الروح يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إِنَّا أَنذَرْتُكُمْ قدمت يداه يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا. يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سيدنا محمد منا في أمه وأنا آلي وصحبه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ons dank vir Allah Ta'ala vir die pragtige teachings van Islam. Alle salawat op onze geliefde Rasulullah. Allah Ta'ala remind ons in die Koran: "Wa ma nursilu bil ayati illa takhwifa." In other words, Allah Ta'ala sê vir ons dat vat note van die signs. Soos een mens noodvat van die seasons. Soem is nou voorbij. So wat is het nou, wat is season? Huh? Autumn. En wat is signs van autumn?
Leaves falling down.
Leaves falling down. You know? En dan, vroeg in die ochtend is een beetje dauw. Verstaan? Dat is een beetje koude. Nou begin jy te change your clothes ook. Vat nood. En dan skielik kom maar koute en meer koute kom die winter in. Nou wat sy gat met die molshoek, so is daar klaar sails aan van watte, winter clothes. Daar specials op die samme goed. En let sy gat, sê inshallah, sy koop vir jou nou vir next summer, kan sy guarantee even more, my broer. Daar is ook hier nog een ding. So the seasons, Allah says take note of everything, and alhamdulillah man has been taking note. Take note of life. Take note of death. Take note even of your own growth. Yesterday you longed to be 21 to get the key. Then you longed to be 40 to be rainbow. Then you longed to be 60 to get pension. And then realize that you're as net a moment that they are a cabaruk my bruce. En die geheim daar binnen, jy weet nie wat daar aangaat nie. Maar jy glo, amantu billahi, wa malaikatihi, wa kutubihi, wa rusulihi, wa yawmil, wa qadri, wa shari, wa ba'athi. Jy die gebatsa. En jy begint te reflecteer met een different oog, maar alles jy verstaan en geen. So ja, Allah is saying, making a statement. En die sepaters, die is Arape, gebore Arab. Hulle ken die Arab taal, beter as wat ek het ken, en u ken. Maar hulle vat die notie. Hulle vat die 7 view. Mag Allah vir ons maak van die view. Allah sê, we send you signs of your own doing, sê Allah. But we will send you signs to give you a skrik om vir jou bang te maak. Although hulle back in the days die falaka. Die falaka was daar because om vir jou bang te maak. Although hulle back in the days toe hulle paas gewees het so John Wayne. En jy moet gevang gewees het met een verkeerde groep. Dit is skuif getrek het, dit maar dit is skuif. Dit gevoel het toe kom iemand vir jou spy by jou pa. As pa is toe gekom met my broer, even mama het gesamba. En dan pa nog nie by jou gepraat nie. Wat het pa gedoen? Sê my goe, wat het gebeur nie daar my broer man? Wat het pa gedoen? Maar hy bel was gesout gewees my broer. Hy sê die plastic belte van dag nie. Die belte het geplaat en die mieren geheel het. You know? Nie net een slat nie. So my half dozijn slat. Dat jy gegat het so. Dit so gegat my broer soos Bugs Bunny. Verstaan? Dat jy gehad op na jou kooi. Daar was hy alie. Daar was miskien nie sappe vir jou gewees. Imagine my broer soos slat. Maar vandag wat jy goed het, maar dat jy sit nie so en het begint vir jou gedachte te prik. Dat jy is wat Allah sê in die Koran. We don't give signs, but to put fear in you, dat moet nie in die verkeerde kamp in die visie. My kind, ek pak nie by jy gepraat het nie. Maar as jy jou kijk aan gegeet, dan weet jy, laat ook eens iemand by jou met Kiyama. Die kijk is een kijk van Kiyama. But nonetheless, we focus today in the start on a country like Dubai, the Emirates, Abu Dhabi. Everyone longs to go there for holiday. It's become the Sun City. Back in the day, we only knew to fly to Sun City just to go unwind and go enjoy. But today we've got the desert has turned into Dubai. The United Emirates. And alles is net glamorous. Mooi van fee. En fooi van mooi. Yes. Daar is prachtige universities, prachtige masjiede. Yes. Daar is prachtige van die dien van die Koran wat gebatsje word, mooie lectures ook. Maar behind the scene is daar gesugarcoat. Casinos galore. Onze casinos kom hier na by die casinos. Wat een land is die?
Dubai.
Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Emirates. Dit is alle lande wat so maar welkom in Ramadan, dat is dop en dat is half die prijs. Dit is alle lande terwijl die ding ruk in Gaza, where is the heart of the Arab world? Save those true masses that is living there, that's crying within their heart. They all can keep it in their heart. They can't go further. They are mute. The result is, brothers and sisters, gambling is the order of the day. Khamr is the order of the day. You name the wrong, it's the order of the day. Jol, the order of the day. Alles is net lekker to lekker. The nightlife. Die Arab hulle self, mooi aangetrek, maar binnen hulle hatte, as hulle so vervloek geraak, sy het die vuur wat huil vir die oma van ons geliefde Rasulullah. So what happened? This Dubai that we know that swim in abundance of wealth and gold, everything is glitz and glamour. They started practicing what is known as today as cloud seedling. In other words, hulle speel met Allah se geheim. Man playing God. Inna Allah la yadhlimu an-nasa shay'a. Allah says, Allah don't cause you harm. Walakin an-nasa anfusahum yadhlimun. It's you, the man, the human being that caused their own destruction. Hoe kom moet jy pitte warate? Tjekke. Allah gee vir ons. En Allah ken hoe vir ons te gee en wanneer vir ons te gee. En Allah so genade. Kyk hy wolke bo die sama. As al die malaika sê, jy is syk van weg, man. Gooi hulle so maar af hier, pa, goed, die hele moerse cloud. Wat gebeur? Die hele gebouw gaat inval. Maar Allah, die tyd wanneer hy water kom na ons, my broers, daar val het so klik, 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 klik. Het is therapeutiek, is goed vir die mind, is goed vir die siel. En het maak, het is een lekker reuk. En het, die tekstje van die greens wordt so lekker. En het gaat net waar het markeer hy water. Allah sê geheim. En dan met zo'n plekke, dan los Allah droog. Maar Allah talat sê wijsdom en die ook. Allah sê malaika wat die tjaatjas wat die. Allahu Akbar. But so what happens to this human being? They started to boast. Allah didn't stop man from researching and researching and who die and die and die. That technology gekom het waar het is. But when man start to be gefrit, they start to boast. And they start to then talk to the panel there and say, we now create our own rain. Astaghfirullah. Wanneer hy quality van takabur kom, hy arrogance soos Namrud, vir own Haman, soos Iblis, ana khairum min. We are the best nation. Weet gebeur met imam 3 jaar terug op Arafah? Ons is op Arafah. En ja Allah, die gilab kom. Dat het rind, dat even ek huil. Ek gesê, hoe wat huil hy? Het rind, en het was so warm. En al die goedjaars gaat uit die tent en hulle staan in die water. Ja Allah. En het wordt worldwide gehaal. Onthou julle 3 jaar terug was het geweest? My broers en sisters. I come back to the bait in Azizia after 2 days after my finish and stuff. I come to here, it is cloud seedling. Hulle kyk maar net hoe ek hier move, hulle verlis kyk, baie warm is op Arafah, maar laat ons gooi water daar, toep, 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 daar kom daar water daar. Ek gee maar net vir hulle food for thought, wat gaat aan in die Arab world. Verstaan? But come back to Dubai. Allah then tested them. Julle wil cloud testing seedling doen. Die malaika sê vir Allah, die voorman van die job. Ja, Rab. Allah, sê vir my een charge gaan maak. Sê my of is die angel wat die charge is van die water. Van die rind. Wat is sy naam? Mikael. Alayhi salam, sê, ja, Rab. I'm in charge, maar die mensen, die Arabe. Hulle wil oorvat my job, moet ek nog gaan slaap, Allah. Allah sê, moet nie waar in die oomalak. Gaat jy aan met jou job, maar kyk nou net wat die game is. Hulle wil game speel, hulle wil vir julle maak as het op cruise control. Allah test Abu Dhabi, the United Emirates, Dubai. Allah brought such rain. Hulle sê, the amount of 2 continuous years of rain in 1 day, boom. Net die nie. Allah het so maar gewees vir hulle, Allah gooi klippe af. Klippe af, my broers. Dis is slowly, dis so maar bolle van rind. You know? Slap vir hulle so maar so, pa, 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 pa. Nie nie die nie, kijk dieper. There was floods everywhere. It went out of control, my geliefde broers. Subhanallah. To die extent, that the United Arab Emirates landslides, it caused a Jewish weeping hall to collapse. Hulle het daar a weeping hall for die Jewera. Nou kan hulle meer chunky, because die hall het gecollapse in die Arabse land. These massive floods It dragged the largest Sikh and Buddhist temple erected in the Middle East. Het was pool. Die eie God van die Boeddha nasie van India kan niks gaan doen het hulle, hy verspoel. Imagine, hy verspoel. And the water destroyed all the metro lines in the country. And despite the tragedy, Allah spared, not one masjid's carpet is wet. Again, what Allah said, we send you signs, you must take note. But vat die goede note, my geliefde broers. Save a few. Mag Allah sy verstaan en gee. Wat sê Allah vir ons? Inna fi dhalika la ibra liman yakhsha. Allah says, only those whose heart is made for Allah, whose heart is made for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose heart is made for akhirah, for Jannah, they will take lesson of what's happening. And that praat Allah so maf, don't go off so maf. At the deep end, Allah say, أَأَلْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ بَنَاهَا. Allah say, as jylle meer sterkere, as die maker van die heavens, die maker dit van die eerste sama, die tweede sama, die derde sama, en as niks pulle na enige sama. Allah say, are you man more greater than me? Say Allah, banaha. Allah that erected the samas one above the other. Allahu Akbar, he raised its heights to its perfection. Wa amma man khafa maqama rabbihi wa naha an-nafsa 'anil hawa fa innal jannata hiya al-ma'wa. Allah says, only when you nurture your iman with la ilaha illallah, and the fear that awe for you, the majesty, the greatness of Allah comes in this heart, there will come in your heart the khawf that Allah is the doer of everything. The majesty is Allah. You will always be hymning the praises of Allah. Then you will not go. You will not put your foot onto takabbur, on haughtiness and arrogance and pride. Then Jannah becomes yours, say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No wukuwit Allah di khamak. Because the Arab will chomi met the enemies van Allah, the Rasul van Allah, and the Ashab van Allah. And wie is the enemies van Allah, the Rasul van Allah? It's the Yahud. Wie is the enemies van Allah, the Rasul van Allah, the Ashab? It's the Mushrikun. Die mense wat maskei maak met Allah, maar hulle wil chomi maak. To die extent, Allah forbid, more hier in ons masjid, sal een van die mutawali sê, nee, ons moet een kleine God maak, because it's no universal Islam. Ons kan het is te God is of hulle, hulle kan bid hulle God. Gaan hy weg, my broers? Hulle gaan ons hier weg, he. Because die adhan sê dan opposite van die, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness, there's nothing to worship but Allah. Who is Allah? Khaliqu kulli shay, is the creator of everything and is in control of everything. I don't need anyone but my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To die extent that Ibrahim alayhi salam has said, wa idha maritu, when I'm sick, for who I ask me, may Allah give me shifa. Today we have shifted that. We know Allah gives, but I must quickly go to the chemist to buy this and that. Otherwise, I'm going to be dead. Die yakin. Ons dus sê, ons moet nie gebruik medication nie. Maar jy moet geloof dat Allah is die. Die opbad. Om my shifa te gee. Mag Allah vir my en vir u die verstaaning gee, geliefde broers in Islam. Surah Mulk say Allah, Kula ra'aytum in asbaha ma'ukum ghawra, say O Muhammad, if Allah does not let the clouds bring down rain, water anymore, فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ, who is then going to bring flowing water? So muni baas speel van die hele ding van seedling, lost diver, die Basis von alles. Allah hat die hele System. Mensen, het gaat zo weg van die natural system. Dat alles bij jou zal zijn. Ze is niet meer een man, ze is een vrouw. Ze mag niet zijn, ze is een man niet. Hulle zal komen bij die system. Daarvoor ik het nooit gegloeien. Ik heb nooit gegloeien. Als jouw vrouw Mohammed is, ze dekpot gaat slaan door die koetraad van Allah. Zeg alhamdulillah. Een man voelt moest lekker, ze voelt zoals een man, die vrouw Mohammed, man. Maar door de eerste dag wat hele bus voor is, je moet gaan naar een machine om te zeggen of het een boy of een girl of een moffie. Wat is dat? Astaghfirullah. Voor wat moet je gaan om te gaan zien of het een boy of een girl is of wat het is? Het is een creation van Allah, het is een geheim van Allah. Allah is een lakkie dip, het is een present. Als het uitgekomen is, als het een boy is, Allahu Akbar. Als het een girl is, Allahu Akbar, even hoger. Als het is zo die broers. Maar nu moet je gauw zien, because als het gevolg de Yahud en Nasara, inch by inch, they have baby shower, we must also have baby shower. No, mommy, daddy, or Molina's outage, we need to know they must send us gifts, must it be pink or must it be blue. Is het een fek, mijn broers? Is het een fek? Als het vandaag zo gaat. Oorspronkelijk in God en die liefde, mag Allah voor ons maken, mijn broers. Even ons maak een groot ding van engagements. Maar ons maak een groot ding van nikah, mijn broers. Ons gaat een grint van mijn geliefde Rasool. Maar ik zeg, ja, Rasool. Maar hij salawat op je Rasool. Hij recht gaat penetreren, mijn geliefde broers. Mag alles je verstaan. Amen. Ze insult met jezelf op die Mubarak woorden van de Nabi, wat hij zei, salam. The best of marriages are those with least expenses. Marriage, zeg, maar jullie gooien dan jullie engagement. Zo'n heavy engagement. En dan zeg ik, dat is guarantee, ga dan kom nog naar een marriage toe, niet mijn geruste broers in Islam. En dan biedt ons geen courage. The best marriages is with the least act. En gaat jullie die zeggen, mijn broers. Het heeft gezien marriages. Waar misschien als een darel moet nooit, ze is net een darel. Je darel is genoeg om je te redden van die vier van Jahannam. Als ik die kaak klaar was, als ik darel is klaar gegeven. Alhamdulillah. Niks veren niet. Die baraka in het. Niks veren niet. Klaar, alles. Die mannen moesten geen kabiel toen die kaak gaan. Verstaan? Later die mannen is allemaal geïnvite misschien in de garage. 20 van zijn familie, 20 van die familie. Alhamdulillah. Ze kan niet van allemaal inviten. Alhamdulillah. Maar vandaag het dat gehoord. We live in a time competitive society. Zeg maar die woord. Wat betekent dat? Ons compete met elkaar, mijn geliefde broers. Verstaan ze? En alles is ons smart. Maar alles komt met de prijs. En ze zeggen, no, Mr. Mohammed. Don't worry, don't worry. You know, you can pay it off into... Wat? Mijn broers, ons is opgegroeid. Hij zei, nee, het los het. Uit. Mensen willen iemand gaat gats. Hij gaat het afbetalen. Mag Allah voor ons maken, de broers. Hij zei, nog een topic op zichzelf. Coming back, ik wil een gezeel gaan praten van Ander de Rabbel. Mijn geliefde broers in Islam. Gaza. It had schools, universities, hospitals, and masjids and churches. And you name everything, young children. It was alive like Parkwood, Cape Town, Grassy Park. It's everything. It's alive, living in happy moments, and everything was so happy there. But now, suddenly, we find from October till right now, there's not a space in Gaza that they use all the bombs of the American Texas. Imagine, it moet het weer zeggen voor ons. They have programmed me and you. All those stack of movies that you've been watching all your years. All those Hollywood movies. Most of those actors. The zakat is given for the bombs that's made there in America. And it's sent there to bomb our Muslim mensen. Not just Gaza. Get the bigger picture, my brothers. There's not an Arab country. Those Arab countries did nothing for them. They just had to say, we will smoke all out. And every country, they went as far as Afghanistan. What did Afghanistan as a people? They don't want to know nothing about America. But they used the name Bin Laden. Bin Laden, they destroyed everything of, in Afghanistan. Just for a Bin Laden, my geliefde broers in Islam. Let us reflect on these things. Under that rubble lies families that had love for each other. They lived harmoniously together. They were pushed from the Nakba into Gaza. Their beliefs, their determination that someday there will be a great order return to their homelands. And my dear friends in Islam, what is not under that rubble is the aspirations, the dreams of those Palestinian people. Their resilience, their steadfastness, they rise up after every day. They rise up and they say to themselves, we will not go down without a fight. You can burn up our homes and our masjids and our hospitals and our hundreds of news reporters. Imagine news reporters. Wherever have you heard news reporters was bombed or was sniped or was killed? They were always respected because they are not fighters. They're not involved. They are just there to give the facts. Die goed dat hulle allemaal dood gaan maak. They are shuhada by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine. But the spirit of the Palestinians doesn't die. My dear friends in Islam, the war is being lost. Western civilization has been exposed and the public has taken note. The world is seeing the truth about the illegal occupation and there is no turning back. Whilst we are seated here in this Jumu'ah, there's 100,000 Palestinian youth and also were those fighters amongst them that overnight they are just taken from their homes and their parents, their families doesn't know in what jail they are thrown. They're thrown in the dungeons, they're locked up in the Zionist jail, suffering from torture, ill treatment and all kinds of abuse. Hasbunallah. 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 At least Israel has won. They've won the most hated nation award. They lost many things, but especially their humanity. And Israel needs to learn to live with their neighbors in peace. Because Hamas is not terrorists. Israel is an invited guest that overstayed his welcome a little too much. And in the Israeli media, it says we are like bad chess player who plans several moves forward and each move is worse than the last. People are now reading the lines. People are reading the lines where it comes to Iran itself with Israel. And the people of the world have woken up to the evil of America. When I say America, I'm talking about the top brass, not the people itself. As I told you years in advance, what Badiou Zaman al-Turki said. He said this years in advance. These are all the arifin, the tasawuf of Allah. They said, America and Britain is pregnant with Islam. Now Islam, it's given birth to Islam. There's a rise in America and in Europe with Islam, my geliefde broers in Islam. So everyone wants peace throughout the world, except America. Because they thrive on war and instability. And they sell weapons to kill and destroy. They got their very army based up from the Western Cape. They are there. And they're just waiting for the announcement. And they don't care what to do because they harvest. They harvest, they reap the profits of the killing machine, Khalista Bruce Islam. What an evil nation. Their White House is actually a dark haunted house. And they're drowning in the blood of the oppressed. This Ramadan, for iftar, it was hosted by Biden at the White House. It was canceled because no Muslim there accepted the invitation. And that's the strong resistance every Muslim must make throughout the world, Calista Bruce. World peace will put an end to the American dollar empire built around whore, the whore economy, the whore trade. With peace in the world, America will lose. Because hulle hou nie van peace, Calista Bruce. Hulle is gefrit. Hulle dollar is authoritative because hulle, op hulle dollar is daar die pyramid in die one eye. En dat is exactly hulle work towards die Dajjal, geliefde broers in Islam. O Allah, cripple and dismantle all the US military bases in the world. For they know only lies, treachery, whoremongers, murderers, and they create fake puppet leaders in the Muslim world. As Allah says in Surah Baqarah, وَإِذَا كِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. When it is said to them, do not cause mischief and corruption on the lands, on the earth, what do they answer back? They say, we are only there as peace-loving people. As the khutab peace-loving people. Nay, Allah said, Ala innahum humul mufsidun walakin la yash'urun. They are corrupt to the core, say Allah. They only are gefrit for their dollar, Khalista Bruce in Islam. They made the world sujood for dollar. When you go for Makkah as a Hajji, the Arabs' eyes, look at his eyes, dollar. And he wants crisp dollar. Ondou hulle daai het jy gaan Makkah toe? Wat soort dollar soek hulle? Hulle soek 'n crisp dollar. Weet jy wat 'n crisp dollar is? Soos die microwave kort, dan moet dit krikkeltjies wees. Dit moet fresh as 'n ou dollar geen nee. Dit moet lekker blank gaan is te broos in Islam. Shirk wat hulle maak met hulle maak Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mag Allah se bestaan nie. My brothers and sisters, in Tajikistan, due to boycott of Coca-Cola throughout the world, especially in the Muslim countries, even in Malaysia, in America, the Muslims, and mense wat conscious is van die struggle. Hulle sê pie Coca-Cola nie. Dit dan kom lang aan. Maar, ons het jihad, ons het sy nafs by geliefde broers in Islam. Coca-Cola, what they did in Tajikistan, they started to give Coca-Cola away free. But no one wants it. Say Allahu Akbar. They don't even want it for free. Because they come to realize it's a sweet poison. It's a secret recipe for blood of our Gaza people. And we salute that Palestinian family in Sweden. Two brothers originally from Gaza. They created a sugar-free, it's called Palestine Cola. What's it called? And it sold out when they just produced it in their factory. Humble beginnings with that intention. Whatever profits we give, get here, doesn't go to any of our pockets. It goes to Palestine. So they named that Coca, Palestine Cola. Allahu Akbar. Millions of cans on the very first day of production. Sold out. Throughout the world, countries are asking, demanding the 900 orders already is awaiting worldwide. Why? They're awaiting this new product. And we in South Africa and in Africa too are thirsty for Palestine cola. Say amen, Bruce. Because their aim is to donate the profits to Gaza. And there's a market gap. There's a high demand for substitute for larger brands. En op een kern van hulle logo is olive trees en Palestinian die kefaya. Ja? Om te wees hulle solidarity met Palestine. Pieter, hulle wil een lesson gee van Coca-Cola. Even as Ahmad werk vir Coca-Cola, jy die goede gebruik vir Ahmad, man. Hulle gebruik om een maker vir hom as die face vir die factory in die Kaap. So werk die tamate, my broers. Smel de koffie, mag hulle ons die verstaan en gee. As jy rechtig conscious is van Gaza, Ahmad, gee jou job op, my broer. Gee jou job op, wat vat jou lamsam, en dan gaat kreef jou een ander job, even as jy gaat, soos die Bengalis, maak jou kleine winkeltje op in een garage, en begin te halal proper as ek. Hoe kan sy nog werk vir 'n plek wat sy weet die geld gaat waar toe my broers? Om vrek te maak ons mense daar so Palestine. So have a heart my broers, maar alles bestaan nog hier. Hoor die move. Coca-Cola violates international law by operating on stolen Palestinian land. Wat 'n land? So stop Coca-Cola profiting from the occupation. And this comes from Friends of Al-Aqsa, Peace in Palestine. Stop turning a blind eye to the illegal occupation in Palestine. Because Israeli-American products won't harm you, but it will definitely murder and massacre and cause genocide to the innocent civilians of Palestine. Be it Coca-Cola, McDonald's, KFC. Gister was ek bietjie honger gewees. Ek sien daar's KFC, ek weet ons halal. Ek sê, check, nee. Verstaat jy? Niks van die KFC nie, because they voel dat die bieden, die is iman, my broer. Maar Allah was die iman gee. Die is iman, because they voel. Nee. Dit is moest nou reg in, my broer, man. Los jylle honger vir jylle self, my broer, because is al liefste gat honger. Is al liefste pinapatte gooi op my brood, my broer. Maar ek kan nie die fatie, die is die muslimie geluiste broers. Nog had sy sê, met Molina, die owner van die franchises muslim, soet hulle vir ons gebruik, my brate. Hulle vir ons gebruik so, is groot geld, is groot ladies. Maar die mense maak frik, hulle contribute. So waar is jou akkel en gebakkel as een muslim, my brate? Ons kan nie compromise. KFC, Burger King, Starbucks is sold out, as niks wat aangaat nie, by paie Starbucks, en weet julle hoe spense vir Starbucks, my broer? Weet julle hoe spense vir allemaal die fritting franchises? Go back to your roots, the old days, man, weet julle hoe lekker is het? Molina, sy koop een blokkie pultje, my broer, sy gooi het daar so, sy koop een hele brood, sy haal het die middel daarvan, my broer, sy gooi die ding so, sy glat die ding so, my broer. Hoe lekker is die? Hoe lekker is die? We must go back to our roots, my brother. Ons wil te shiny wees, daar was die baraka weg. Nestle-look, sê hulle. Daar is nou dit information in Africa. Nestle adds sugar to the infant's milk. It's sold in the poorer countries. These are all thieves. You know? Maar alles goed, nog had jou mind, wat jyre Molina, alles is aan Nessel, man. My broers, daar is a way. Die is nog een goed maar op sy eie, man. Weet jy, seer maak het vir my, van die dismantel van die apartheid, die swart nasie. Weet jy, seer maak het vir my, die goeie uitgesnui. They want to talk like America. They want to dress like America. They want to make themselves white, you know. And they want to, as dit nog een subject kan nie on. Where is die African, sy voorvaders en moeders? Allahu Akbar, they only lived on Impala. They only lived on maize meal. They try to teach them strong, and it's white. You see them strong teeth and white, my bros. But the moment we moved away from that, and we want to eat the other things, those things, mamma mia! Sê, weet nie wat voor van achter nie, my broers. Maar ons kan niks sien nie. Ons kan niks sien nie, my broer. Die polis wat kom ook hier so. Sê, kan hardloop weg van ons, ons Bugs Bunny. Jy is nou so aan, jy gaat vals ons een roly poly. Verstaan? It's because you are what you eat. Is dit nog een subject on sy? Sê, oh. My broers, daar is woord om te sê. Die mense wil nie fit na nie. But the mense read the lines om te sê, the Soot family are undercover Zionists. Is maar not for all spend in the works. They claim to be, and all the imams must read, that the custodians of wat, my broers? The custodians of the Umna. They the custodians. But its people's voices are suppressed. Its people are not allowed even a Palestinian scarf. That an imam from America, from Chicago, an imam, it's on Google. He went with his flock for Umrah. And he wore a Palestinian scarf, just like this. And as Gary come, this is Gary, and I say, "Daddy, what are the police, what are the CIA, or whatever it is, in America, what there is, on the haram. All is there. And I see what they are going to talk to you. What are they going to talk to you? He wrote the article on Google. He said, you know what, in Chicago, I have the freedom to walk with the kefiya. You know, with the olive day, black and white scarf. No one interjected me. I come on Umrah to the holy lands of prophets, of the prophet and the Sahaba. And I feel this is a big insult to me. I'm standing in Sola, Tara, T, with who? That the Imam also. Snow, hy pat sy so mooi. En hy look at sy, my maak dua op Laylatul Qadr. Long live the Imam, for it cost a goal of 230. Maar hy sê ook, shukar alhamdulillah, hier gaat ons hier het solid. Ons moet die, hoe sal ek sê? Ons sal hier lauw innage in om te wis. Hoe sal ek sê, om te doen marches, protesters, en innage iets vir innage dinge. The world cried. They paused and they are asking questions. How can he make such a dua on Layla too? Shouldn't that dua have been awakened for all the souls that's come throughout the world that Allah must accept, Ya Allah, the people of Gaza? But they just left one or two lines, just a spaza, because there is a sheikh. And Allah and Allah's Rasul and Anbiya and the Prophet himself and Sahaba that lies in Jannatul Baqi, they are not happy of the condition. The soils of the Arabian Peninsula is not happy of the conditions that's there, my brothers. It's a matter of time. Mag Allah se verstaan en gee. Them sitting in their palaces, shaking hands with the enemies of Islam. Imagine, Ya Ummat al-Islam. The greatest threat to the Zionist entity and to American imperialism in the Middle East is that rise of the people of the Muslim nations. And that rise is very near, my geliefde broers in Islam. That rise is very near. The Arab world leaders, they're exposed. You know, they stab the Muslim Ummah in the back. They are known as Munafiqun. What are they known as, my brothers? That means they are sellouts to this beautiful deen of Islam and to the great Ummah. They do not present the Ummah of our beloved Rasulullah. One person so beautifully said, Gaza is not occupied. The rest of the Muslim world is occupied. A Jordan king, he is a puppet and a traitor. In fact, imagine, he intercepted the Iranian missile not to protect its population, but protect its own pocket. Dis wat die Nabi vir ons gehoor het. In my ummah, there's going to become a people, they're going to sell their deen for a bit of the glitz and the glamour and the dollars of this world. Imagine. But all these Arab leaders that are corrupt, they are sell by dates, my dear friends in Islam. They are sell by time. It's just a matter of time. There's an interesting article op your net wat Salim Badat geskryf het, the hidden war, global assault on Islam. He said, install puppet rulers in the Muslim world that was made, manipulate the masses, and sow seeds of discord. That is the name of the game, and who is in the front line, the sultan of that, is the Yahud, my dear friends in Islam. Because Allah said, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسُ, the worst of masses of mankind, is the Yahud. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and those that make shirk with Allah, the Hindus. They are the worst. As I said, the Hindus, you get amongst them the good human Hindus. They don't want to have any fight. A praat van die butchered Hindus, wat nou in bed is met Netanyahu. Wat sy ouse naam is van Bollywood? Wat sy ouse naam? Nee, Sarukhan, hy praat van die ding in politics, man. Ja? Modi die Iblis, geliefde broers, vervloekte Iblis. Mag Allah vir hom gee hatertekst, bohatertekst. Mag Allah vir hom gee alles wat een red poison, en alles wat hy kan wees, wat mal is, geliefde broers in Islam. Die Iblis, die Shaitaan, vervloek is die ding. daarvoor, het maakt me naar. Dat hoe kan hulle nog entertain Bollywood in hulle huise? Dat is een moslim wedding. Daar legt hulle dochter nog al een sari aan om te trouw. En met een dotje op je kop geluister, broers. Zij meid is wel niet vlees op je tafel, because hulle aanbid moest die, wat sê ding sê dan? Die buffalo soldier, verstaan julle? Mijn broers, mag Allah voor ons een maaf geven. Ons is een paar soldaten wees, maar ons is dagen wees, because ons wil accommodate en ons wil accommodate. Ek einde af. Waar een persoon sê, what is the wisdom in these treacherous Muslim nations not helping? Hoe kan het dat die Muslim nazi's come together om van Palestine te helpen? Hoe kan het zo? The Muslim nations has failed Palestine. Die geleerde alim sê, daar is sikke wijsdom in het. When victory is for Palestine, Muslim nations would boast, we gave them victory. Therefore Allah has kept them away. Allah wil je munafikin om te assist die struggling, my geluste broers. Allah wil je genuine mense, want genuinely is daar vir Allah, vir die rasool van Allah, vir Masjid Aqsa. And that is the people of Palestine, the genuine ones. Allah will shut them out. They platinum Muslims, my geluste broers, they're not plastic sellouts. Because the Prophet made a statement before he closed his eyes, when he said, there is a group amongst my followers who will continue to be openly on haq. No one will oppose them. No one. Not the Arabian Peninsula, not the United States of America, nor Europe, nor Russia, nor China, nor Japan. The men say, Allah, Allah, Allah. Say, Allahu Akbar, Bruce. They stood tall amidst all the bombs and stuff. They are there. And they are untouchable because in Nabi Daikha said, no one who opposes them can harm them until the coming of the hour. So the companions asked, oh Rasulullah, who are they? Where are they? The place of the Mujahideen, where are they? The Prophet said, they will be in and around Baitul Maqdis. The Salihun studies this. And they say, these are the people there in Gaza. These are the people there in Biladul Sham. Say, Akhtamim after in the Beroog. Nee, laat die roeg uitkom, my broers. Beroog. Daarachter.
Beroog.
Jij, daarachter. Wil je de Juma moet later uitgaan. Ik kan nog praten, broers. Dat is one move. Beroog. Nee, naar achter. Beroog. Biddam. Beroog. Biddam. Nafdika. Ja, Aqsa. En moet je in jouw gedachten wissen over die city. We mustn't shout in the mosque. Yeah. When you watch a movie, you go around. But I want to say, no, this is the mosque. Yeah, you can say what you want to say because Allah, our sheikhs, the people in Palestine are shaking and dying and we're not having a feeling. When the deep Palestinian men said, I say, and Palestine and Masjid Aqsa, Oblida to Qatar, they feel that your heart is down, my brothers. Mag Allah for the Mujahideen, ga Allah sterkte. Victory is very near. There's only two beliefs, imma shahada wa imma nasr. I give my life or I become a martyr because I know even when I'm a martyr in that cover, I will be smelling Jannah and I will be smiling when victory is near to the people of Palestine. Have you ever seen an announcement? This is a very belangrijk announcement om te say, Allahu Akbar, say Allahu Akbar. He's a Palestinian, he's van Gaza. Zijn naam is Shoki. He's 20 years old. He fled Gaza. He survived 3 attempts on his life. He says his journey tomorrow night from Gaza to Cape Town at Rooikoorn's Masjid here after Maghrib. When I say he fled now last month. Imagine you could hear from him what happened. Van zijn hart, zijn lichaam gaat praten. Not to be missed out, my brothers. Het is de 14 minutes wat ze gaat praten. Maar ze gaat geen information daar. Dat ze gaat huis toe komen en ze gaat reflect op die broers. Zo, dit is Rooikoorns. Rooikoorns is daar, ook in het sokkerveld. Waar is het sokkerveld daar zo? 9th Avenue, daar goed het sokkerveld. Daar is een musalla daar, Jamaat gaan naar Majidullah. Tomorrow night, between Maghrib en Isha. Jabulani te Haiti fundraiser, the 4th of May, 1:30 p.m. Jabulani Center, Edmund, Hand Edmund 1, as a 100 rand towards a worthy cause, inshallah. Shukran.
يا مصطفى كل